the scripture-driven style, applying the word of God. The core of the scripture-driven style, the Bible as a living word. The scripture-driven style stresses the fact that the Bible is the living word addressed to us. It is not exclusively concerned with exegesis, but rather focused on personal application. All the time, remembering that the goal is not the mastery of the text, but the discovery of God through the text, as Richard Foster puts it. We don't treat the text as an object, but ourselves as the object of the text. There are countless ways of approaching Scripture, and all of them have their value. You can read the Bible to study doctrinal issues, to understand historical contexts, to satisfy your hunger for knowledge. However, in the framework of the scripture-driven style, the goal is the transformation of our lives and the desire to become more Christ-like in that very process. In this style, the Bible holds the key role for spirituality, as it serves as the most reliable bridge to Christ. The two wings of the scripture-driven style. The scripture-driven style can lean either toward the doctrinal style, placing more stress on the objective element and becoming a bit more static, or toward the sharing style, focusing more on outsiders and relating the biblical message to their needs. The first option places a stronger emphasis on receiving, the second on giving. Incidentally, the scripture-driven style isn't linked to any specific interpretation of the Bible, conservative or less conservative. The style in itself has nothing to do with how one explained the inspiration of Scripture. We can find representatives of this style in all kinds of theological camps. The strengths of the scripture-driven style. The most obvious strength is its faithfulness to the Bible. Christians displaying this style think Bible, speak Bible, pray Bible. Scripture speaks to them as if it hadn't been written 2,000 plus years ago, but recently, just for our time. Sometimes the historical distance between the writer then and the reader now almost vanishes. Scripture-driven people can be somewhat expressionistic. Here and there, the gap between the artists and their objects is melted away by a pulsating life that is boiling behind both of them, so that artist and artwork form a unity. Richard Foster, who has written so many wonderful things about an existential approach to the Bible, expresses it like this: reading the Bible with human eyes alone is like mentally registering the words of the text without recognizing who is speaking through them. This is why Paul speaks of the eyes of your heart. The perils of the scripture-driven style. The closer the scripture-driven style leans to the doctrinal style, the greater the danger of reducing God's words solely to the Bible. At that point, people risk no longer expecting to hear God's voice within them as they read the Bible. In order to avert this danger, interaction with the mystical style is helpful, as here the focus is on listening to God's voice within us. The second peril of the scripture-driven style is an exaggerated view of the verbal, which goes hand in hand with neglecting physical expressions. Interaction with the sacramental style helps to counterbalance that one-sidedness. Richard Foster writes, "The legalism of the Pharisees is an expression of bibliolatry, a rigid adherence to the letter of the scriptures, devoid of the presence of the Spirit, which makes a virtual idol of the scriptures. Our God is not the Bible, but its living author. Christianity is not, even if it has produced the most widely distributed book of all time, a religion of the book."